Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach, with 14 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. This podcast is for you who are ready to reclaim your life, cancel hustle culture, and put your well-being first, and discover a joy-filled life. This is your moment to find support, be encouraged, laugh a little, and take a little nugget of wisdom that leads you out of burnout and into joy. I have chosen to not edit this podcast because I want to remove the barrier between you and I so that we can have an authentic connection. So you might hear me say ums, trip over my words, have awkward pauses, but it is for you to experience the real me and not an edited version so that we can authentically have a connection. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and your mind to what you may need. Welcome back to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. And I'm so excited to have you here because I am with my friend Malaya, and we are talking about all things burnout, all things healing, all things. And we've had such a great conversation in our part one that's on her podcast. So I will link her podcast in the show notes. So make sure you get it there. But now this is part two, and I have her as a guest on this podcast. I'm excited to have you here. So Malaya, tell us all the things, like introduce yourself and tell us like, what are you up to in this world?
Yes. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on here. My name is Malaya, and I am a holistic healing educator, foot zone practitioner and trainer. The things that are on my heart the most right now in my life, I have been an entrepreneur for 10 years, and I feel like there's been seasons of like different emotions or different missions, motives that I've had. And the one that I'm just feeling so called to right now and so strong is just healing people, healed people. And I truly believe. Good. Thank you. Like, we hear the phrase hurt people all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, every single one of us in this world is hurt. Every single one of us has been hurt. So like, do we, just because we're hurt, does it mean we are going to hurt people? Like, yeah, I mean, we're all going to hurt people because we're imperfect humans. But I feel like that takes the empowerment away. Like, that just makes us reactive, like zombie beings of like, we just go around hurting people. Really, we have the opportunity to embrace healing and not to look at it as like a checklist, but to embrace healing as a lifestyle. And then from there, be able to make conscious choices instead of hurtful choices.
Yeah. I love that. Embracing healing as a lifestyle. I think that is so important when it comes to burnout or just in general in people's life, that I think we have so often put healing in a box. Of like, I'm going to take this thing, do this thing, and I'm going to be better. But as we know, the reality, it's cyclical or seasonal, or there's layers. I always like to tell clients, like, it's like an onion. Like, we just have layers, and we're going to come back to that layer. Doesn't mean you're not healed, but it just means that, like, we're coming around that mountain again to do more healing. So tell us more about healing as a lifestyle. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I get so excited to talk about this. So yes, and yes to everything you just said. So I've been practicing as a foot zone practitioner for 10 years and have been able to work with thousands of people. And foot zoning is similar to reflexology. So we're working on the physical, mental, emotional, body, through the feet, and we're helping identify the imbalances, heal the imbalances, and clear things out that are not contributing to our overall health and wellness. But through that experience of working with people, I would find that people would, like, we'd discover something on the feet. So maybe we're working on the shoulder, and that's the most common place where overwhelm and burdens and the things we're carrying, the burnout, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm working on the shoulder and I'm like, oh, okay, definitely feeling some burnout here. If we go through and we talk about things and we work through things and I'm like, hey, listen to Tiffany's podcast, you know, like go join her group. And let's say that they're embarking on this journey of healing from burnout or this overwhelm. And then they come to me a month later and I find this overwhelm in their shoulder. A lot of people are like, oh, I've been working on that so hard. Why is it still there? Or I must not be healing because there's still imbalances in my body. Or I'm having this pain pop back up again. Why is it still here when I've been doing so much for it? And I found that people, like, especially in the holistic healing, like the woo-woo world, and I'll talk more about woo-woo and like my take on it. But especially people in that world get to this place of like, almost like, toxic's a strong word, but like toxic, healed, balanced, permanent homeostasis, which does not exist in this lifetime, I believe, because maybe we're continuously working on ourselves and maybe we had a super traumatic event happen at age 14 that we feel like we actually have really healed from. But then something happens when you're 35 years old that triggers the memory or triggers something, and then things come back and people will doubt, did I really clear it or did I really get rid of it? And so many, there's so many modalities out there that claim like, we'll get rid of it forever. Like we'll clear this emotion and it will never come back. It won't even be in your memory. And that's incomplete. That's completely opposite to what our brain actually functions like. Like we have neural pathways in our brain. We have these memory centers.
Right.
We have these crater-like impacts that happen with trauma and PTSD. So can we transmute and clear emotion? Absolutely. Can we do certain rapid eye techniques to eliminate trauma in the body? 100%. Can we do tapping techniques to relieve the intense anxiety and panic attacks that come? 100%. But one healing experience does not mean that it will never come back.
Right.
I think that's naive thinking, and unrealistic.
Yeah. And I think it's a cultural expectation. If you think like bigger in our thoughts about like the medical model, like when you get sick, you go to the doctor, you get medicine, and you're better. And it doesn't give room for, like you said, for it to come back around. And like I say this because I believe this. I know you can still get to parts of burnout. I always say like let's eliminate burnout forever, or let's end burnout, because I think they're like the rock bottom piece of burnout can be gone forever. But I think the reality is that there are pieces of it. Like you said, it's like, it's going to come back around. Are you going to heal the hardest part? Sure. But is it going to come back around? Yeah. And we'll give you tools to be able to work on that and work through that.
And that's right on. I think that's what the embracing healing as a lifestyle really is. Is acknowledging that there's still things happening in our life that will require our complete mindfulness in these practices, in these tools, in the way that we are responding to things versus just reacting to things.
Yes, that's so good. I love that. Yeah, because so often when a trauma happens or when things, stress happen, or we get overwhelmed, we start reacting. So what are some of the ways that you work with people that kind of move them from that reaction tendency to that responding?
So something that I've started doing recently, and this is totally a shameless plug for anyone to come join because it's a freaking good time. But the first and third Wednesday of every single month, I'm doing it's free, you guys. It's a free healing group where we come and we just practice self-healing. So yes, I'm a foot zone practitioner. Yes, I'm a meditation instructor. Yes, I do all these things to guide and facilitate healing for people. And I'm also so passionate about teaching people practical tools that they can do themselves. So we don't have to run, like, there's a reason that people need a burnout coach. There's a reason people need a foot zone practitioner. It's so healthy to have like outside perspectives and outside wisdom to help us through. But if someone is completely reliant on you or me or us or any practitioner, that creates a really unhealthy dynamic where it's like, oh, I just got in a car accident and it's triggered this intense overwhelm. Like, I need an appointment in 10 minutes. And we're like, yeah, well, we're booked out a couple of weeks. You know
what
I mean?
Right, right. Like,
we need to be able to give people these practices. So one tangible thing that someone can do, and it's literally so simple to, it's a simple practice, not simple to do all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what these are. It's like most of these things, most of these like healthy lifestyle practices, they're really simple things, but because they're so simple, we overlook them. Like we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
And we're just like, nah, not that important. Right. So something that I think is really, really important, and it's kind of something that you identified in part one of this, but the first thing is to identify the feel that's going on.
Yes.
So when someone is feeling like they're wanting to be reactive, whether it's from something someone said, something they saw, smelled, heard, right? Like we know that moment when it's like a reactive moment where emotions are coming up and maybe we're completely aware why, maybe we're not. But the first thing we need to do is just identify what is coming up for us. So I'm trying to think of like an example. I'm just going to use the car accident example. Like that's easy. But let's say like car accident happens and this huge reactive emotion of just panic comes up, which is like 100% expected and
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That just happened. So like identifying what's coming up, and it could be like, okay, oh my gosh, I'm feeling like this panic, this overwhelm, this fear. And there may be more than one thing. And then the second thing is to accept it, accept that reaction that's coming up. Because sometimes like, I'll use a way more simple example. Let's say I'm with one of my kids and we're working on homeschool and they just lose it. They're just like not having it, not regulating.
Yeah.
My reaction may be like, sit down, put your pen to paper, get your freaking work done. Like in my brain, that's maybe what's going on. Saying those things and doing those things to my child will be so harmful.
Yeah.
It will not do work. I will not feel good. Right. So identifying the emotion of like annoyance, irritation, frustration, and then accepting it as it's 100% okay. It's okay that I'm annoyed and frustrated. Like no judgment on myself whatsoever. And then letting myself feel it for a good few breaths. And sometimes that few breaths is like 20 minutes. If it's a big thing that I need to go like into my closet and just process. Sometimes we don't have 20 minutes in a closet when we're homeschooling kids or we're working or we're, you know what I mean? So take a couple deep breaths and like, just let the feeling come into your body, process through it. And then ask yourself, what would you rather feel? And you don't, I don't go straight to, well, I feel so grateful to homeschool. It's like, no, you don't. You're an effing liar. Like, no, you don't. Like right now you don't feel that way.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to go into this like toxic affirmation, I just say, what would it feel like to be grateful to homeschool them? And I just let my mind be curious and then I let it sit. And there's other practices I do, but that's so simple of just identifying what you're feeling, being okay with it, breathing through it for a couple cycles, and then asking yourself, how would it feel to feel different? And it doesn't even have to be, how would it feel to be so joyful homeschooling? It could be, how would it feel to just be neutral?
Yeah.
How would it feel to just let them be okay with what they're feeling?
Yes, I love that so much, because I think so often we can get our own heads and say, I shouldn't feel this way. I should, going back to expectations that we talked about in the first episode, like we have all these thoughts that we can't accept those emotions or can't accept those reactions because they are not what you're supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to be doing. So I love that you're saying that, accepting that and getting curious. That's another thing that I talk with clients about all the time too, is that we have this inner critic, and the inner critic doesn't allow us to get curious. So a way to bust that inner critic is to say, to get curious, like you said, to be able to accept. Oh, that's so good.
There's, thank you. There's, I always have used the phrase like, let's be curious, not critical. And then one day I was watching one of my favorite shows, Ted Lasso. I don't know if you've ever
seen it. I loved, oh my gosh. I love Ted Lasso so much.
And like when they start therapy sessions, I'm just like, yes, oh, get it.
Yes, I love it. And I love the therapist in the show. She's
so
like,
good. It's so good, right? So yeah, go watch Ted Lasso if you haven't. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, but, please. It's a good time. But on one of the episodes, he talks about being curious, not judgmental. And I was like, go Ted. Like that is what I love preaching. So yeah, be curious, not critical, be curious, not judgmental for yourself. Because sometimes we look at that for other people. Like if someone is walking down the road and they're doing something so bizarre and maybe they're like running sideways and then jumping. I'm just saying that because I'm looking out my window and people are like walking by right now. Sometimes we have, like, that's the first thing that popped into my head. But sometimes we can look at other people and be like, oh, they're probably stretching to get ready to run. Or like, I'm going to be curious and not judgmental. But then do we apply that to ourselves?
Yes. You know? I think that's the hardest thing is to apply it to ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think it's just really, really helpful. We can slow things down, be a little bit more mindful, understand that healing, the action of healing, the verb, something you do, it's a lifelong process. And to be okay with that.
Yes.
And to not have to be like, we have to reach this state of perfection. We have to reach this state of I'm healed. But being okay with just allowing life to unfold as it's going to unfold.
Oh, yes.
And that gives so much more space for gratitude, which in the woo-woo side, it's the highest frequency emotion. It gives so much more space for gratitude. It gives so much more space for peace, which that's anti-burnout. You know what I mean?
Right. All of that. Yeah.
And helping us just go through life, learning, progressing, healing, in the spaces that we, that are aligned with us.
Yeah, that is so good. That is so good. I did want to circle back and ask you, because we had talked about the five body healing. So is what you're talking about is part of that, or tell me more?
Yeah. So when I say embrace healing as a lifestyle, I am talking about the five bodies. So, and kind of like what you said with our healthcare system has been so segmented of like, oh, I have something going on with my foot. Well, I'm going to go to this specific thing. And it's great that we have specialists, but sometimes the problem with my foot has nothing to do with my foot. You know what I mean? And so the reason that I believe holistic healing or whole body healing is just blowing up right now in a beautiful way, just exploding with goodness and love and excitement, is because people are realizing like, oh, these gut issues that I'm having are actually part of my solar plexus feeling shut down or something like that. Yep. Right. Like,
yes. Oh my gosh. I feel you so much right now.
Because there's, so the five bodies, how I teach them, and I've learned about different bodies, but I decided to create a five body healing method, really. And it's the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and auric. And we know most of those bodies. The spiritual is our connection to something bigger than ourselves. It could be our higher self. It could be a being. It could be nature. It could be energy universe. That is a very personal decision. And then the auric body, that is the vibrational frequencies. That's the energy inside of us. That's the energy coming outside of us. Like, we've all walked into a room and been like, what does that feel? Or gone into a store and, like gone into a store and we're like, get me out of here now. Like, that's the auric body, or that's the aura of that place. And every single person, space, everything has an aura because of vibrational frequency, which that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. And maybe we'll have to do that, because I am so curious about all of that. So
it's so fun. So, oh my gosh, just, I've had so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah. And really quickly, I know we've been talking about, you said you're on the woo-woo side of things, or like you want to marry the woo and the wise. So tell us what woo-woo means, what you think about that.
Yeah. So woo-woo to me, like, it's always, I've been in this woo-woo world since I was like 15 years old. I've always loved astrology and energy and frequency and emotion and brain and science. Like, I've just all the things that I've dove into. But I would always hear when people would say, well, that's woo-woo, or like, well, not to be too woo-woo. And they were doing, they were saying it in such a derogatory way. And I'm here to just fully accept the woo and say, you know what? The woo-woo works. The woo-woo works. So I'm going to own it. I'm going to stand and say, yes, the woo-woo is, what's the word I'm thinking of? The woo-woo is unconventional. But the unconventional is 9.999 times out of 10. The unconventional is transformational. And I think it's so important to take these woo-woo modalities and mix it with that wisdom. And that wisdom comes from a lot of time our wounds. So these wounds that we have, these gifts that we have, these desires we have to help people, when we mix that with the woo-woo, magic happens.
Yes. And like in my world, like some of the woo-woo quote that I use is, it's like, we cannot negate that we are a spiritual being.
Totally.
And we have that space. Like there's so much evidence for that, but and so we have to use those practices to tap into the spiritual side of things, whether that's faith, whatever that looks like for you. And there are some things that we can't just think ourselves through.
Yes.
We have to unite the brain and the body together. Totally. So, I'm so excited about these conversations we've had. This has been such a great conversation. Tell everybody how they can get connected with you if they're wanting to know more about like switching their mindset to healing as a lifestyle, working with you. Where can they find you?
Yeah. So I'm most active on Insta, like as well as you are. And it's just Malia, MALEAH _Gordon. And I can send links. And then honestly, the best place to start is if you want to come check out that free healing group, or my podcast, you can check out podcast, but the free healing group, we meet the first and third Wednesday of every month. And we are supporting each other in our healing journeys. We're learning self-healing. We're practicing, we're doing it in real time. And it's such an amazing way to start practicing that. Also, if anyone wants to embark on a journey of becoming a holistic healing practitioner, I only open my certification program once a year, and we are starting in March. So just let me know if you have any questions about it. It's 6 certifications in one, which is freaking
exciting.
And it's a 6-month transformative journey that literally will change your life. So
that's so awesome. Yes, you guys, follow her, get into her groups, do all the things. I think what you're doing is amazing, and it's so needed. It's so needed. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
What an amazing conversation. I'm seeing a theme amongst my guests that I've had about holistic healing, but the reality is we need healing on every level, mind, body, soul, and spirit when it comes to burnout. Thank you so much for being here, and I cannot wait to bring you another episode of Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. Talk to you soon.